Unite Housing Workers commit to fight for needs-based council budgets. Unite Housing Workers Branch Le 111 conference agrees that Unite must now adopt a policy calling on Labour councils to set legal, balanced no-cuts needs-based budgets. This sentence, taken from the recent anti-cuts resolution, which was passed unanimously at Unite's policy conference in October last year, was reinforced by the Unite Housing Workers Branch at their January meeting. Needs-based budget. The branch passed a resolution which commits us to write to every Labour candidate and elected representative to ensure that they agree to adopt this uncompromising approach to cuts in services and jobs. That means not simply opposing the cuts in words, but in deeds. This means Labour councils and councillors not simply blaming the Tories for cuts, but joining together in fighting austerity, refusing to implement cuts where in power, and identifying an alternative needs-based budget around which we can campaign where Labour is in opposition. Resources available. It is estimated that local authorities will implement 1.3 billion worth of cuts in the next year. Whether the jobs of our members are directly threatened or not, we are all affected by the cuts. Many of our members' jobs are dependent on local authority contracts, and unless there is a concerted, organized fight back, it is clear that councils will seek to pass on the cuts to their outsourced services as well. Some Labour representatives argue that as the revenue to local authorities has been cut, councils have no alternative other than to implement these cuts. Unite utterly refutes this false choice. We also reject the argument that there are no resources available. Local authorities in London alone have seen their joint reserves increase by 1.2 billion over the last year. General reserves held by Labour councils throughout England and Wales stand at 15.32 billion. There is 2.07 billion in their housing revenue accounts and 2.59 billion in the usable capital receipts reserves. Prepared to sack our members, Labour authorities could coordinate their efforts to fight to resist cuts. They do not have to implement them. These huge sums of money could be used to prevent the need for any further austerity. So don't let anyone tell you that the money isn't there, as these figures show clearly that it is. This is why the Unite Housing Workers Branch is supporting Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham's call for those Labour representatives who are not prepared to support their trade union brothers and sisters to stand aside for those who will. Unite cannot afford to waste our members' money and goodwill in supporting political representatives who are prepared to sack our members and dispense with essential local services. Standing candidates. The Unite Housing Workers Branch is keen to maximize the support for our anti-cut strategy, which is why we are calling on members to stand for election as councillors if they support the idea of setting no-cuts needs-based budgets. We also confirm our commitment to any Labour representative who is disciplined by the Labour Party for refusing to vote for cuts. We recognise that using reserves and borrowing facilities alone will not defeat the cuts, but it will certainly give us the breathing space to develop a powerful political campaign throughout the UK to prevent further cuts this year. It will also show what can be achieved politically, and give huge confidence to workers and trade unions in building a movement that places public need and workers' welfare above private profit. Not enough, as Sharon Graham puts it. We know that central government is not giving councils the money they need. But it is not enough for councillors to shrug their shoulders and pass the buck. Local authorities can agree balanced, legal budgets that do not make cuts. It is perfectly possible for them to use their reserves and borrowing powers to plug gaps, while at the same time campaigning for adequate central government funding to safeguard council services. I would like to see my union at the heart of integrated campaigns inside communities, fighting for better services and giving council workers the proper pay rise they deserve.